This is the 40 Thrive Podcast, episode 12.
You're listening to the 40 Thrive Podcast, the show created for women 40 and beyond, ready to shake things up. Get exclusive access to expert advice, support, and strategies that will inspire, motivate, and give you the tools to not just survive, but thrive. And now, your host, Jackie McDougall.
Welcome to the 40 Thrive Podcast. I am grateful you're here. Before we get started, today's episode is brought to you by my live workshop, Find Your Voice and Build Your Tribe. If you're an entrepreneur, expert, or influencer, or even thinking about starting a podcast, then this is absolutely for you. Whether you are trying to build a brand or just build confidence, in this full-day workshop, we are going to get super clear on what it is that you want to do, who you're trying to reach, and how to actually do it. I've been working with women for a couple of years now, teaching them how to create a podcast that is authentic and genuine to them and their values and their mission. And it is the most fun, I swear, I've ever had teaching these women and watching them launch. And I would love to help you too. I am a true believer in mentorship, especially over 40. I think this is the time where we are starting to understand what makes us tick and understand what we want next. But for some reason, we expect ourselves to just do it on our own. And those expectations are a little bit unreasonable, in my opinion. I mean, would you expect an Olympic athlete to move through all the stages and to get where they wanted to be without a coach? No. So why is it that we're like, oh, I can lose weight on my own. I can start a business on my own. I can launch a podcast on my own. Listen, maybe you can, and more power to you. Go, girl, go. But if you can't, if you need help, if you could benefit from some accountability or some community, then whatever it is that you're trying to do, find someone, whether it's a paid coach or a free mentor, whoever it is. But definitely, this is the time to reach out and to ask for help. On today's show, I have the incredible Elsie Escobar. Elsie is the co-founder of She Podcasts and also the co-host of that show by the same name. She also works for Libsyn and co-hosts the Libsyn podcast, which is called The Feed. Elsie is a podcast mentor. She is my personal mentor in the podcasting space, and she is one of the most thought-provoking, intelligent, inclusive women I've ever known. And I am honored to call her my mentor. And I think that you will really enjoy our conversation. Elsie and I got together to talk about a specific topic. And what happened was we went so deep into two totally separate topics that I actually created two episodes out of it. So in this first episode, Elsie and I had a conversation about the power of podcasts, how they saved her life, and why women over 40 specifically benefit from podcasts, whether it's this one or a number of others. Podcasting really can enrich your life, help you move in a positive direction, and also educate you along the way. Now, before I get into talking with Elsie, I want to tell you, if you are a current podcaster, stay tuned because I'm going to be sharing how you can work with Elsie directly in her newest E-League group, which I will be in launching later this month. So stay tuned for that. Okay, so without further ado, Elsie, welcome to the 40 Thrive Podcast.
Woohoo! Yay!
I am so, so happy that you are here.
Oh, thank you.
People don't know this, but podcasters know this, but the regular human being, you know, walking the face of the earth has no idea that you've been podcasting since 2006.
I know, it's nuts, dude. Oh my God. It's like a decade.
You know, it's funny that that's been happening because when I worked at a website, a parenting website for Warner Brothers back in 2006. I think we launched in 2008. And I'm like, we need to do a companion podcast to this website. And we recorded and they put the kibosh on it because they said, well, no one listens to podcasts and you can't make money at that. And I'm like, oh my gosh, banging my head against a wall. Imagine Warner Brothers, where you would be today.
Oh my God. Can you imagine? Wow. Well,
And especially in, you know, the TV world, I think they're just starting to really understand the power of podcasting outside of their TV properties.
Yes, I completely agree with you. It's amazing. Even now, the multi-layered way in which they can strategize with that kind of stuff, because that's what, for me, it blows my mind. It's not just one way of using it, because podcasting is its own thing, right? As in, it's a show. Like, you create a show for this medium called podcasts, and you do it for that specifically. But then you can also use podcasts as a delivery mechanism in the same way that you do use blogs, or like essentially to disseminate existing content. So you can also do that. And exactly. I really don't think that there's a difference. I mean, obviously there's a difference in strategy, but I don't really feel that if you do both, there's something wrong with you, meaning larger corporations can create individual specific content for their platform that are for podcasts, like as a pod, to consume as a podcast. Mm-hmm. But you can also simply just grab the stuff you already have and create a feed and disseminate it that right? way.
It's fascinating to me, because I've worked on so many talk shows that are like, we're trying to get a younger audience. We need the younger audience. And I'm like, hey, how about we take some of this content and repurpose it into a podcast? And they're like, no, that's not it. I'm like, oh my God. Okay. Yeah, because, you know, everybody, I mean, not everybody knows, but podcasting is their younger audience, have a little bit more money to spend on their advertisers. Like, it is a no-brainer for me anyway when I work with TV properties, but what do I know?
Yeah, I know. It's sad when you have to convince people to do these things, but
exactly. This I don't want to get too like inside baseball, because our listeners aren't necessarily all podcasters, but one thing I do want to kind of discuss, though, is that you are the one who taught me, and therefore I have taught all of my students in podcasting, is that when you are a podcaster, your job is not only to create powerful content for your audience, but you serve as an advocate for podcasting as an industry. Mm-hmm. And so where did you kind of come from, hey, I want to do a podcast, to, I mean, you are constantly giving a platform to women and people of color, and you are very vocal about creating an extremely diverse industry. I am such a huge fan of watching you work. Where did you kind of like, where did that light bulb moment come from, that you're thinking podcasting is only in this lane, we need to kind of move it into other lanes?
Well, part of it is that the conversations that were being had, which is actually one of the reasons that I created sort of the mentorship group that I have. And it was really fueled by the fact that I was kind of getting really mad at the conversations that were being had, which were essentially the same conversations just hashed with another layer, right? And I thought like, oh my gosh, I don't think I've ever really thought about these questions. Number one, this is not a conversation I really want to be a part of, because most of them were around volume, like download numbers and making money. And I'm not saying in any way that these are not valuable conversations to have at some point, because I think everybody, particularly anybody who is stepping into an entrepreneur kind of position or wants to actually make some cash, you do need to do that. Right? That's true.
Right.
But what was really frustrating to me is the fact that I got into podcasting and it provided me with a skill set that has been incredibly valuable as a human, as a business person, as a leader, as someone who is now more capable of expressing my point of view, of like internal sort of like things that you can't buy, like confidence in what I do and taking the stage, if you will. And all of that came from podcasting, but not, how would I say it? Not because of what it gave me, as in like I put the show out and then all of these listeners came and therefore that created a sense of confidence in me. It wasn't that. It was the act of podcasting, the act of getting behind the microphone and speaking just that started to give me the understanding within that there's so much value to who I am as a person, who I am in my own voice. Listening to other podcasts also inspired me to leave a relationship that was emotionally and psychologically abusive for such a long time. Like, I was in a position of feeling completely powerless. I had essentially just denounced myself or sacrificed my life inside, thinking that I'm never going to get out of this. And one of the key catalysts for me getting out of that was listening to podcasts. And it wasn't listening to podcasts in the way that you would think. Like, I wasn't listening to women's empowerment podcasts. Like, that's not what I was. I was simply listening to guys telling their stories of their lives and interview shows and just regular narrative shows. And what that gave me, couple casts and things like that. And what that gave me was sort of like an expansion of the world. It provided me with the recognition that I wasn't alone. I started to reach out to these podcasts, not to like tell them about my life, but to simply like, hey, I love what you're doing. We became friends. And all of a sudden I was like, oh gosh, the world is so much bigger. And these people are just like me. They're human beings living their lives and I have other options. So that allowed for that first sort of expansion of who I was. Wow. And so when you think about that, and podcasting, that doesn't really equate to download numbers in a conversation around making money, but it has given me who I am today. And I think that that's, for me, is why I'm such an advocate for podcasting, because I feel when we hear people like us, when we hear, when we are get behind the microphone and speak things that we've not never spoken before or have felt that nobody's listening to us, but we simply take the, make the choice to voice it physically with your own voice, it does something to you. And I don't feel that that's quantifiable in download numbers and in you know, money. But absolutely, it does has an impact in our culture, in relationships, in, you know, learning new things that you didn't even know you could do before. And it also gives you the opportunity as a human being to process things in a quiet space, which I feel is really important as well. Sometimes we, and I'm sure you know this, but we, when we create content, sometimes we're alone and we're figuring this stuff out on our own. And we wrestle with our own internal feelings. Sometimes we think we're awesome. Sometimes we think we suck. But in the process of it, though,
sometimes at the same time.
But we're managing all of these things within, right? And the other thing is that whenever we do hear somebody's content, you're also generally speaking alone. So you have the opportunity to process the information, the conversations, the ideas on your own without anybody telling you how or why to think that. So even if you don't agree with what I'm saying, it's allowing you to think for yourself and say like, oh, you know, I don't like what she's saying on your own without being judged and without somebody going in and saying like, oh, you can't, what do you mean you don't like what she's saying? She's amazing, you know? No. And so that gives you the skill set
to discern. I've been known to yell in my car at podcasts.
Right? And so it just gives us the power of discernment, which I think at times we often, we just don't value that. So that's why I advocate for podcasting as a tool for not only personal transformation, but also cultural change, and find that the value of listening is something that is huge for us.
Leading a group of women over 40, I always tell them, like, if you're into tiddlywinks, and I like to use references that only people over 40 would understand, there's probably a podcast for that. And so whether you listen to 40 Thrive or She Podcasts or the Libsyn, you know, the feed with Libsyn with you, I think that it's important to really just think about all those things that you love and you care about, whether it's parenting, whether it's relationships, whether it's just like true crime, real stories. Like, think about the things that you love and go and find, I bet there's a podcast for that. And I think that the challenge I have in the community that I run is that I don't necessarily know that many of them appreciate the value of podcasting and listening to podcasts. Do you find that same challenge?
Yes. And that's one of the reasons that I'm such a big advocate for this too. And part of the thing that I've started to do is I've started to switch the general rule of thumb, or something that we've been doing as sort of like podcast evangelists for a while, is exactly what you just said. It's sort of like, I'm sure you can find a topic of the thing that you really want to you know, the things that you love, like cooking or anything like that. You can find a podcast that addresses that. But the problem that I see with that bit of advice is that we already have a workflow for diving into these topics. So, you know, there's something already that we're doing in our life that is giving us those results. So what I started to do is started to kind of shift the way in which we offer this and offering podcasts as solutions to problems. Because as you know, when we start to move to something new, usually has to do when we're in some kind of pain, whether it's mental pain or physical pain, mm-hmm. or some kind of pain is what actually forces us, unfortunately, not the things we love. So the things we love isn't going to do that for you. Usually, unfortunately, I don't know why humans do this. It's when you are in pain that you try new stuff. It's like, give me the new alternative medicine for this because I really want to get rid of it. Whatever. Give it to
me. That's so true.
You know, and so what I start to think about is how can we start to offer a podcast as a solution to a problem? And you have to get very specific as somebody who advocates for this. And so like for women over 40, so I would think that some of the biggest pain points that I have at this moment are what the heck is going on with my perimenopausal business? Is this stuff that's coming out of me natural? is this pain I'm feeling here okay? Like, what's with all the acne? You know, like all of these different questions that you feel kind of like, is this normal? Like, how do I fix this? And then feeling the sort of a little bit of a shame thing happening, like, who am I going to talk to about this? Like, I feel like, what if it's not normal? And I share this and it's like, oh my God, what's wrong with you feeling? So if you are having something like that, you can actually find a podcast episode where they're talking about perimenopausal, you know, things that are happening in women's bodies, or maybe some like new ways to take care of yourself, like self-care that isn't necessarily just self-care to take care of yourself specifically as in a general wise way, but like, mm-hmm. what does self-care look like for like a 47 or 50-year-old woman? Like, what does that mean in an actual tangible conversation? And so you can find a podcast. It doesn't matter if you subscribe to that show or not, but you can have an episode or maybe a bunch of episodes that are talking about that subject, and you can learn so much about it that you can, or maybe there's, you know, you've come across somebody who's a hormonal expert and they wrote a book. And so you kind of read the book and it was awesome, but you kind of want a little bit more. Then what you do is you go search for that person's name and podcast. And I guarantee you at some point that person has been interviewed on a show, and you can get some insight into even more of the things this person talks about. Right. So, and the same thing for parenting stuff. I just talked about potty training. You know, like potty training is a big pain point for a lot of people. Sleep training, big pain point for a lot of people. You know, teenagers are possibly a pain point. You know what I mean? And so
raising my hand.
Yeah, exactly. So like you can start to find that kind of thing where we want to switch podcasts from being an entertainment medium to think like, oh, I'm just going to listen. Why do I need to listen to this show? Like, when am I going to listen to it? I'm watching a Netflix series. Why do I have to listen to a show? Like, it makes no sense. But if you say like, oh my God, you're having this pain, here's an episode of XYZ podcast that really talks about that, they're more apt to listen to that and find it valuable, in the same way you would share a website link, in the same way that you would gift a book to a friend. And so then that way it starts to make a little bit more sense, and eventually right. they'll move into the contact content part of it. Because like for me, I've seen with that I use podcasts in different ways. Like there's ones that I do exactly what I'm talking to you about, where I will search for a topic that I'm interested in, that I want to find solutions to a problem, and I will dive into that. There's other podcasts that I listen to that are simply like white noise in the background that I use them just to have the voices going on. And I like the people and they talk about cool stuff, but it's not... you know, it's not that important as in like life changing. It's just there. Right. And then then there's the other stuff that it's like the highly produced narrative shows that are literally like a season. And there's like, you know, whatever, 6 to 7 episodes of that. And you just go from thing to thing to thing and you binge on it and it's exciting and it's different. And you have a story that was told to you. And that's a whole other way of listening to shows. So I think that we first have to invite people to open up to the possibility of podcasts being a solution to a problem. And I think, well, then it'll be easier for them to understand, oh, I get it. This is why.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. And, you know, I think about the 5 women who are in my podcasting group right now, and all of them are starting shows based on exactly that. They are solutions. You know, all 5 of them. And so I think that if you maybe aren't like promoting your podcast or sharing your podcast as a whole, but more like episodes. So even I do this, I'll be out to lunch with somebody and they're like, oh, well, talking about this, this and this. I'm like, there's probably a podcast for that. And I'll start doing a search, sending over links like, listen to these. And I think, you know, there's something about podcasting that's just so much more intimate than videos.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, and you can, like, yep. You can imagine in your head whatever it is that you want to imagine instead of watching somebody in front of a green screen or their shiplapped wall. It's like, why is everyone doing the shiplap wall in their videos right now?
Yeah. Oh my God.
But, you know, I love the podcasting and being able to be in the car or wherever you are listening to it. But you are so right as far as it being solving a problem. And I think that you've completely shifted. Even me, as you know, somebody who's been podcasting for a long time, you've shifted how I look at it. You're absolutely right. So before we go, one thing I ask all of my guests, putting you on the spot, what does it mean to you to 40 thrive?
Oh my gosh. It means to just do, to kind of like really live into who I am now. Like I feel the most me I've ever felt before. I feel the most powerful I've ever felt before. I am so proud right now to be in my 40s and to feel this level of confidence inside. So I think that's what 40 Thrive really means to me.
Elsie Escobar, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
I love hearing what Elsie has to think about things because she always opens my mind and gets me thinking in a way that maybe I hadn't considered before. And I think that that's really the sign of a great mentor, someone who can open things up and help you to see maybe more clearly, but maybe a new direction, you know, help you make that shift and suddenly you see an entirely new view. And Elsie is someone who does that for me, and I'm just grateful to have her on the podcast. Now, if you want to work with Elsie, like I will, you definitely want to join the E-League. Now, if you're a beginner podcaster, I suggest you absolutely come to my live workshop in LA or reach out to me. I am a beginning podcast launch coach. That is not Elsie. The E-League is a mentorship experience. It's not a course. It's not how to podcast. That's the niche I fill, and I'm happy to help you. But with the E-League, it's essentially a powered pairing of intimacy and community. It's one-on-one. You get access to these other brilliant podcasters, and it's really an amplified community that will get you to new heights in just 5 weeks. Head on over to the show notes, and you can find links to both of those. If you've gotten something from this episode, consider sending it to a friend. You know she could use it. You know the one. She needs a little inspiration. And wherever you listen to podcasts, consider giving us a little rate and review. That will help others find this podcast, and we can help even more people. And definitely subscribe to the podcast. That way, every week, it just appears in your favorite podcast app, and you have nothing to do. So check that one off your to-do list just by subscribing. All right, well, thanks for listening. I will catch you next time. Take care and keep thriving.
Spring. has sprung, and with the change of seasons, sometimes comes an increase in vitality. If you're feeling in the mood for a little more personal time, may I suggest Coconut? Coconut is all about providing clean and natural ingredients when you're enjoying your most intimate moments, with or without a partner. Naturally safe products developed by people who are obsessed with quality. Get 15% off with promo code GRONASS at grownasswoman.guide/coconut. That's 15% off with promo code GRONASS at grownasswoman.guide/coconut.